Hello.
Hi.
That's Karishma.
That's Rinky.
Welcome to Those Dumb
Girls. She forgot her name. It's Those Dumb Girls.
Okay, no, because I didn't forget it. I don't know if it's these or those.
It's those.
You know what I mean? Okay, those. Okay, Those Dumb Girls. I totally knew that, like 100%.
Cool.
Okay, alrighty.
Before we start the episode, I actually wanted to make a little apology / correction. Because last episode, I was like, hey, everyone should stick to their own culture. I didn't mean it, like, in a mean way. I just meant that
did
you shouldn't
say
forget
that?
Your
I
own
forgot.
Culture.
I forgot.
I did.
Okay.
I when I was, like, editing back, I was like, oh, yeah. My God, I sound like a bitch. But no.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I did say
I did
that.
Not
so I didn't mean it, like, oh, don't, you know, don't try to meddle in, like, other, like, or don't try to dip your foot in other cultures. Like, do that. That's great. Learn about other people. But also, don't forget your own culture. That's what I meant.
That's fair.
Yeah. Unless your culture, like, teaches, like, bad things, like murdering people. Which I mean, no culture does, so.
I mean, cults do. Cultures don't.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. We're good.
Cool. We are.
But, yeah. Oh, yeah, another point, actually, before we begin. Since we have a review now, I actually went in and found the reviewer's name. Her name is Eliza, so she is our very first reviewer. So thank you, Eliza, for reviewing us.
That's very cool. Did you, like, stalk?
No, I didn't, because it was on, it was in her username.
Oh, okay, okay,
so
okay.
It was perfect. I didn't have to, like, stalk.
That's awesome. Okay, cool. Yeah, thanks for that. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Do we want to jump right into
the
topic? So, do you want to say what it is?
Sure. The topic that we're doing is Bloody Mary, and I was against this because it's scary.
I was all for it.
I was like, obviously, just like opposites. Yeah, so I was against it, but it's kind of weird. Okay, I'll tell you what I found out. It's interesting, but it's also really sad, and it makes me, like, depressed, kind of. Anyways, yeah.
Great
beginning, I know. So I did the history, and Karishma did the stories. I'll start with the history?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So, as we all know, like, Bloody Mary is, like, it's one of the, or she's one of the most, like, I guess, known phenomena. So, like, she's, even when I was little, she was kind of the first lady that I heard about that was, like, haunting. And, like, it's funny because you hear about her everywhere, but, like, when I actually looked into the history, I'm like, wow, like, this is so not what I expected at all. And it's very interesting. Okay, so, have you watched The Tudors?
No, I haven't watched The Tudors.
Okay, okay. Well, I know that, like, okay, if you watch The Tudors, it's very interesting because I watched, like, a couple episodes, and the Bloody Mary is actually, like, the little kid in The Tudors, like, the person that grows up to be her. So it's, like, very interesting.
Oh, so it's, like, a character or, like...
No, it's a person.
Oh, it's a person, yes. The Queen Mary, but...
See, like, I didn't even know it was a queen. I was like, oh, like, it was just a lady. So I was like, what? Okay. Anyways. So, Bloody Mary was the only child... Well, I mean, I feel bad. Okay, not Bloody Mary. Just Mary, okay? Mary was the only child of King Henry VIII and Catherine of Aragon. I don't know how to pronounce it. So, when she was 17, essentially, as you know, King Henry VIII is, like, known for, like, marriages and, like, just...
Yeah.
A lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
That's a light way to put it.
Exactly. To put it shortly, he's known for a lot. So when she was 17, when Mary was 17, her father, King Henry, annulled his marriage to her mother because she couldn't have any male heirs. And Mary was separated from her mother, and she was forbidden from ever seeing her. And this was at the age of 17. So this is, like, we're starting to, like, get into her history and, like, how she became known as Bloody Mary. And, like, it's very interesting to see how everything sort of, like, you'll see the same themes throughout her life start to pop up, and it's very interesting. Okay, so At the age of 17, she couldn't see her mother. She was forbidden to visit her. The king, after their divorce or annulment of the marriage, the king married Anne Boleyn, which a lot of people know, and she also was not able to produce a male heir, but she did have a daughter, and her name was Elizabeth. Anne was worried because also, like, the whole thing here is that everybody wants a male heir, right? Because if you have a male heir...
I never understood that.
I don't either. It's very, like, it's... it makes me really angry because... It was, okay, anyways, it's just very frustrating. So, Anne was worried
that... And, like, you know what? It's, like, carried on through cultures. Like, it's been, like, the male heir thing has kind of been passed down. Like, even now, like, in some cultures, like, from, for example, our culture, like, having a male heir is so important in some places. Like, it's not... as important in the cities, but in the villages and stuff, you can still see that.
Yeah, and I feel like it's not just, like, having a male heir, but, like, even if you have a male son, doesn't matter, like, what he does, as long as he's a male, I feel like there's, like, a lot of, like, importance that's put in society, but it's a whole separate thing.
It's very sad, but... Yeah, well, like, I feel like it's not gonna change anytime soon either, with, especially with, like, so many people who are not fully, like, educated, or, like, they don't want their daughters to be educated to learn all of these things, or to learn of their importance, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not gonna get very feminist, even though I am, like, a feminist, but, like, you know, I'm not gonna go into that, but it is very sad. And it's it's unfair to both the girl and the boy, because it puts too much pressure on the male child.
I definitely agree.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a lot,
Yeah.
So, Anne Boleyn basically had a daughter, Elizabeth, and she was worried that Mary would interfere with Elizabeth's succession when she got the throne. So she convinced Parliament to declare her an illegitimate child, and so... Mary became the last in line for the throne. And this is kind of weird because usually when we talk about history, I'm kind of just talking about, like, we don't really, nothing's really confirmed. But history here is, like, actual history, which is really interesting because to do research on this, I kind of read a chapter of a biography and it was, like,
damn,
so
you went
cool.
all out.
No, I was just interested. Like, this topic was just really interesting for me. So it's cool because it's like actual, like, you can see quotes of, like, times when this happened. You can see, like, different, like, parts of history come together. Anyways, that aside, as Mary grew up, so she basically is last in line for the throne now. As Mary grew up, she started to be plagued with a lot of, like, menstrual pains and irregular cycles.
Same.
And, yeah, who can't relate? If you're a girl, you can relate to this.
Yep.
And this caused her a lot of physical and psychological stress in her life. Because, again, this whole idea of, like, producing a male heir was, like, tantamount. Because that is your value. Your value is only if you can basically have a son, right? So with all this, like, irregular cycles and, like, pains, she basically went into depression and had a lot of different, like, harsh times in her life. And she did eventually take the throne when she was 37.
Oh,
and
damn.
She married Philip of Spain. I just want to add Prince Philip because it's just so, like, it's just, you know, Prince Philip, obviously. Yeah. But, yeah. So she married Philip of Spain. This is very, very weird. She married him 2 days after meeting him.
What?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Some arranged marriage crap.
It is. They were in negotiations for, like, a day or something.
Oh, and negotiations. Then, okay.
Yeah, because marriage is totally negotiation. So she married him in hopes of conceiving an heir. And he was actually 10 years younger than her, so she was 37 at the time.
She's a cougar.
He was 27. Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah, and but the sad part is that he didn't return her feelings. So, like, Yeah, she liked him, but he didn't like her.
That's so sad.
I mean, you don't know, though. Like, you don't know the dynamics, so maybe, like, I don't know.
That's true. Maybe she was mean. I don't know, but...
Yeah. Okay, so they got married. It was very, like, quick. It was very hastily. 2 months after the marriage, she was pregnant. So, at this time, there was no, like, form of pregnancy testing, and the doctors basically were forbidden to, like, even, like, like, see if there's a pregnancy, because it was the whole idea that, like, you can't touch a monarch. Like, you can't just...
That's so extra.
Yeah. I mean, it is, but, like, don't at that time...
Don't touch me, don't look at me, yeah. Don't breathe near me.
Exactly. Like, you pleb. So, like, nobody could really, like, confirm the pregnancy, but she was pregnant, and... You know, she had most of the signs and, you know, like, her stomach grew and, like, everything, all the signs were there. And she actually felt the baby move. In public assemblies and stuff, like, when she would go out, people would, like, knowing that, like, this was probably going to be a male son, everyone would kind of, like, cheer for her. But there were rumors around society, like, there were rumors that were, like, spreading, saying that she's the type of person to, like, fake a pregnancy and, like, get the baby from somewhere else and claim it as her own. So,
that's the rudest thing I've ever heard.
A lot of people were, like, spreading rumors, and the reason for this was because, so she was liked, but she wasn't liked as much as her younger sister, Elizabeth.
Oh, so, great. Good for Elizabeth.
So everyone, like, compared her to Elizabeth, and this is a quote that,
sounds like my life story, honestly.
Don't say that. Honestly? Too soon, no. This is the quote I found really interesting, is that in most of the stories of Mary and Elizabeth, Elizabeth is always, like, depicted as a fiery princess who ushers in the golden age, and Mary's always depicted as the desperate, like, haggish zealot that she would have to, like,
oh my god, haggish zealot. Okay.
Yeah, that's an interesting combination.
I would take pride in being a haggish zealot.
Yeah, I feel really sorry for her at this point, because honestly, like, she has been taught that her value is just having a son. So, like, I see, like, a lot of her, like, decisions throughout her life are pretty much colored by this motivation. Yeah, so she was, like, painted as a very, like, ice cold, like, mean person. She was pregnant, nobody really supported it, but, like, everyone was like, oh, if she is, this is great. In her second trimester, so this is where it kind of gets weird, and I was like, what the fuck? Okay, so in her second trimester, she, like, became, like, obsessed with this goal of reuniting the country, which is England, under the true religion, which I guess at the time a lot of people were, but I just find it particularly odd that this was, like, during, like, her pregnancy. Like, I don't know, is that weird? Like, I don't know.
Her second coming of Christ, that's why.
I guess. I don't know
what pregnant women think about. Like, honestly, like, the fact that they can carry a whole person, like, inside them is fascinating.
I know.
So, whatever they think about, good for them. Yeah. But, yeah.
But no, not in this case, because this case, like, it was just because she had a lot of power, right? So, like, in England at the time, the entire country was divided between Catholics and Protestant religions, and she did not like this, so she ordered, and this is, like, infamous, right? So she ordered, in a bad way, she ordered a series of executions where she basically commanded that 240 men and 60 women were burned at the stake, because she condemned them as heretics, and she basically had them killed off. And most of these people were preachers, artisans, farmers, or poor or ignorant people who just, it wasn't that they, like, didn't believe in the religion, but they just couldn't read, or, like, they couldn't recite the religious teachings, right? So then she's like, oh, automatically, like, you're, like, bye. Like, you don't,
you're not, dead, you know? You're dead, all of you are gonna die.
Yeah. And that's crazy. Like, it took a turn. Like, I don't know how you can go from, like, I was totally empathetic, right? Like, I was like, I get it. I get where you're coming from. And, like, you know, I was reading the story. I was like, it's fine. And then I read this and I was like, hold up, what? Like, what? It's like, she had an agenda or something? I don't know. But she basically... Cray. She is cray. So she did this, and everybody, obviously, even her advisors, which is weird, because advisors are supposed to be like, oh, war, like, you know, they're supposed to, like, put their, like, fingers together, you know? And her advisors were like, no, this is, like, a bad idea, don't do this, and she's like, no, I want to do it, so she did. And one woman's baby was actually born as, like, she was burning, and she was cast back into the flames by the executioner.
This is horrifying.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. I was like, what the hell? Because, okay, I don't know, like, what her specific instructions were, but as even as, like, the freaking executioner, you have your own, like, choice, right? Like, oh, it's just, it's frustrating because it's like,
what 100%, the hell? You always have a choice whether to carry through it. I would rather die myself than let an innocent person burn because they couldn't remember the Bible.
Yeah. And it's, like, it's not even their fault. Like, it really isn't. Like, if you just never grew up, how are you going to learn, like, a language? How are you going to learn everything in, like, a day just because some crazy, like, lady expects you
crazy to? Crazy witch. Anyways. I understand where the witch area comes from now.
Yeah. So, basically, this was kind of, like, everybody was like, wait, what the hell? And everybody hated her even more, which is understandable. 6 weeks before she was expected to have the baby, and this is tradition where, like, the queen, or not, well, I mean, yeah, so the queen basically went into what is known as confinement, where basically for 6 weeks, nobody sees you. You go in a room, you have, like, all of your, like, your clothes, your food, everything with you, and you just are there in isolation with your, like, midwives and, like, your attending ladies, like, I don't know.
That's correct, ladies.
I was like, I don't know what they're called. So anyway, so she went into isolation, and everyone was, like, anticipating this. Obviously, the rumor mill is going crazy, because some people are like, she's not even pregnant, guys. She's just gonna steal the baby, like some soap opera. And,
I find that so funny that they do that.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And, okay, so the day the baby was supposed to be born, surprise, surprise, nothing happened. So she believed that, okay, the dates might have been mixed up and the child wasn't due for another month. Which, like, I don't know, but, like,
but at the time, it was possible to do that, right? Like, you don't have,
it is, trackers. Yeah. I agree, but, like, you would sort of, like, have people around you that would at least, like, track, like, a proper date. But it's fine, whatever. So she's like, I'm gonna wait another month. So she came out of the isolation and rumors started spreading. Some said, like, oh, the kid, during that, like, first time where she was in isolation, the kid was born, but Mary herself had died because nobody really saw her. And she was, like, vilified in, like, and I'm just gonna quote this because it's very interesting. So she was vilified in pamphlets as an utter destroyer of her own subjects, a lover of strangers, and an unnatural stepdame, both to these and to thy mother England. She was a traitor to God and her country, a promoter of idolatry, and a persecutor of saints. And apparently, they blamed the entire influenza which had broken out in England on her because this was sent to God to punish the queen for her sins. So,
I mean, honestly, I can see why the people thought that after what she did to them. It's probably all wrong that that's what caused the influenza epidemic or whatever, but I can see why they blamed her for everything, though.
I can see that, too, but at the same time, I'm like, okay, so if she, like, actually, like, persecuted the Protestants to, like, create, like, a country for, like, the Catholics, right? Allegedly, if that's what she did, then wouldn't she have more support because, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, because everyone would be scared to speak out against her, because at this point, she's clearly, like, a tyrant, right? Like, I don't know. It was kind of, like, so people started spreading these, like,
shit about her, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, and so some people said that she hadn't delivered a child, but she delivered the devil, which I'm like,
okay, oh my god, why blame the baby? Yeah, what did the baby do in this?
I don't know. Okay. So, like, again, like, so her pregnancy, like, nothing had happened. So her abdomen, which is grows when you're pregnant, started to become smaller. And some doctors were afraid of telling her the truth. So they said that, yeah, of course, this is still a sign of pregnancy, even though her stomach is, like, getting, like, smaller. So It was a lot. So the queen started to become delirious. Now it was like, I think it was like a year since she first announced her pregnancy, and her abdomen was now like getting smaller, and clearly like she wasn't really pregnant. So she thought it was like God's way of punishing her.
So wait, she had a miscarriage then?
That's the interesting part. Yeah. So she like went into depression. She like became really depressed. So for weeks she would lie in her bed without speaking. Like one dead, she would sit for whole days on the floor huddled up with her knees against her face, a position that is impossible for someone who's about to give birth to. And a spy, basically, who had gotten information from one of the midwives who was there during her isolation pregnancy thing, had released this information to the public. So obviously the public was like really against her at this point. And so when she found out that this was public information, like her depressive episodes, she dismissed most of her staff and she like fired them. And like 3 months passed and she still was like, no, I'm like very much pregnant. And nobody really like around her was like, you're not. and this was it. This is one of the first and well-documented cases of pseudocyesis, which is known as false pregnancy.
So is it like a ghost pregnancy?
No, it's just, I think it's, like, a medical thing where, like, she was so, like, convicted. I think so. Like, she was so convicted in her desire for a child that, like, her mind tricked her body into thinking that, like, oh, like, you're pregnant. So, like, all of the signs were there. That's so sad. But, yeah, there was no child. And that's really, like, I'm so conflicted reading this because it's, like, I want to feel for her. Like, I really do because, like, she had a really terrible life.
But at the same time, she's a tyrant.
I know, but, like, again, like, all of that, like, religious thing was a result of her upbringing, so, like, it's very hard to pick a side. This was, it still occurs today, by the way, these pregnancies of, like, fake, not fake, but, like, these not real pregnancies, but they're, like, very rare. And then, like, 2 years passed, and she again believed that she was pregnant. And no one believed her. Also, it
happened again.
Yeah, and, like, just imagine, like, I can't imagine this because, like, so the first time she's like, oh, I'm pregnant, and she wasn't. But the second time, like, having that courage to be like, oh, I'm pregnant again, knowing that the public will probably not believe you
or ridicule you.
Yeah, exactly. So that takes, like, so much, like, oh, it's a lot. Like, there's a lot happening here, so... So, like, you know, she was like, oh, I'm pregnant again. No one really believed her. Even her husband thought she was lying. And this was weird to, like, because, like, her husband was, like, away doing, like, other stuff. And I kind of got the vibe that she was kind of dealing with everything on her own. Like, she was probably. Kind of, like, yeah, so, like, and, like, there was, like, rumors that her husband was having an affair with somebody else. And also there was, like, a lot. Yeah, and there's, like, a lot of drama going on. And, yeah, so at this point, she was like, oh, I'm totally pregnant again, but she was actually just in menopause. And, oh. Yeah, so again, the public had, like, a field day. They're like, oh, like, you know, obviously Mary, like, this is still her.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Yeah, and it's really sad, but... So then a year later, she basically died at 42 from ovarian cancer.
That's which is sad. She had a sad life near the end.
She did. And it's really, like, depressing because, like, the whole idea of, like, why she was called Bloody Mary was because she was, like, so obsessed with having a child. But when you think about it, it really isn't, like, I don't know, like, it's just sad. There's something really sad about it. Like, you know...
It definitely is, it feels like they just tore her apart, like, no matter what. Like, from a young age, from comparing her to her sisters, who, like, you know, like, to when she became queen, basically all the public ever did was criticize her.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it's just, it's sad to read, too, because, like, she's kind of this, like, very popular, I don't even want to say, like, icon, not icon, but, like, everybody really, every kid knows about her. And, like, if you really consider the context and everything, it's really, 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 really sad. And, like, just, even, like, just saying Bloody Mary, like, after reading this, it just made me, like, really, like, depressed because,
yeah, it makes you, feel for her, if that's where it came from, right? Then,
yeah. And, like, I don't think any, but people would really know, like, this idea of, like, obsessing over a child. Like, it's so sad that she, like, wanted it so much that she, like, you know, like, that her body, like, physically responded and, like, created all the conditions for a pregnancy. Like, that, nobody will really ever understand. And it's just, yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like even now, though, like, if you think about it, a lot of the times, as soon as women get married, people expect them to start popping out kids. Like, it's not as much pressure as she had back in the day, but there's still so much pressure on women and couples in general to have babies.
I agree. Yeah. And it's, it's just, anyway.
So that was the history behind what Bloody Mary, I guess, came from.
Yeah, and it's not, like, it's not, like, that interesting, but it's very realistic, and that's why I think it's scary, right? Like, it's not related with, like, the supernatural, like, world, but it is, like, just that, like, origin of, like, is so, like, bloody. Like, I just don't know, like, not, you know. Anyways, it's, yeah.
So the interesting thing, actually, is that what you are saying is, like, the more historical version of what the story is. I have another version where, like, it's a legend behind where it comes from, because there's conflicting stories. It can be either Queen Mary or or there's a lady named Mary Worth who, it's, like, one version of the legend where it says that this Bloody Mary creature is this ghost of a witch named Mary Worth who kind of dabbled into the dark arts.
Okay.
So it was said that she was, she was this witch who would, abduct young girls and would kind of harness their youth to maintain her own beauty.
Yeah. Okay. I can, that's totally different from
Yeah. It is something actually, like, terrifying and paranormal. So this version of it, like, I did, like, a little short research on it because why not?
Yeah.
So basically,
And there's a lot of versions of it as well.
Yeah, like, exactly. So we don't know where it comes from.
There's, like, local versions, too, which is weird. Because, like, when I was growing up, I heard of a local version, and I was like, oh, my God, like, what? And so I was so surprised to see, like, a historical context behind it. Yeah.
And, like, with Bloody Mary, like, the versions vary according to where you are. And, like, even the ritual itself varies. So that's what I'm going to be going through that in my so-called research.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is,
So, this person named Mary Worth was said to abduct young girls, and she would take their youth and maintain her own beauty and wanted to stay young and beautiful forever. But since all these young girls were going missing in the village, eventually the locals discovered that this is what Mary was doing. So, one great night, one faithful
night. How did they point it to her? Like, was the village just really small? Just getting, like, was it working? Was she getting youthful? And everyone's like, I know you for 200 years.
Maybe.
You still look the same.
Maybe, but yeah, so they basically blamed her, and they dragged her outside one night, and they tied her to a stake and burned her alive.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so... Because they did that on her own farm, many think that this property right now is actually cursed. And because of it, like, Mary's ghost has stayed on Earth forever.
Oh my gosh.
Over time, somehow, Mary's spirit was kind of absorbed into a mirror. And then now, whenever she's called forth... So in this version, you don't say Bloody Mary. You say, I believe in Mary Worth. To summon her.
Okay.
So whenever she's called forth, she'll come. But how to summon her is the same way as you would with Bloody Mary, where you have to say, I believe in Mary Worth 3 times in a dark bathroom with a lit candle. And then you blow out the candle. And then in the mirror, you'll see Mary.
Lovely. I love
that. And I don't know why totally you would want to summon. I don't know why you would want to summon Mary, but great if you do.
Yeah, honestly, I just don't get it. Like, why are you dabbling in this stuff when it's like, because you don't understand it, right? That's the scariest part, is that you don't know what you're getting into. Maybe it's a joke, but maybe it's not.
Exactly. Like, maybe don't always take it as a joke, because it can be real.
Exactly. So it's like, anyway.
Yeah, and another version of this whole legend was apparently back in the day, women who were getting ready to, get married, in their preteens, whenever they got married, or wanted to see who their husband would be. Back in the day. They did that back in the day. You know this.
Yeah.
So whenever they wanted to get married, they would look in the mirror, and apparently when they would summon this witch, this witch would tell them who their husband was. Their husband's name, or whatever. Mm-hmm. I didn't look into that one, so I have no research to back that up.
I think I read something like that.
Yeah. I have no research at all to back that up. Yeah. This is just me blurting it off of my reading that I did once upon a time. So that was the little legend that I read behind Bloody Mary, as opposed to yours. Mine wasn't as sad. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Yeah. Preteen marriage is still sad, but
it's very sad, but yes.
Yeah. But definitely not.
They did that back in the day, so I'm not going to judge. Mm-hmm. I am judging, but I'm not going to say I'm judging. Okay.
Yeah. Like most things. Like
yes, most things. Obviously. I am always judging, okay? That's my thing. But yeah, I'm going to be a great auntie someday. You know this.
Love it. I can't wait for that
you
day.
You know this.
I feel like you already might be there, though. I'm already the auntie. Mentally, you might already be there.
Okay, mentally, I'm a grandma, not an auntie.
I've skipped past the auntie phase.
I'm already a grandma mentally.
I totally agree.
Now on to the ritual. If for some crazy reason you do want to summon Bloody Mary...
Are we teaching it to, people?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my God. Wow, that's
so
great.
The specifics of the ritual...
Who said this wasn't educational?
Yeah. Right? So the specifics, again, depend on who you ask and the version of the legend, but overall, the concept is the same. So basically, to summon Bloody Mary, all you need is a dark bathroom, a mirror, and a candle, and, a brain that's not functioning properly, because why else would you want to
love that? That's the key requirement there.
Exactly.
You can't substitute that one.
Yep, you can't. So the version of the ritual that I'm going to be covering, all you'll need is to turn off your bathroom light, have a lit candle ready in the bathroom to create a great mood for Mary. Then you look into the mirror.
Love it.
And slowly chant Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary 3 times. And this is while you're spinning around slowly. And then as soon as you're done your third spin, you blow out the candle and look in the mirror.
I love how you're explaining this like a cooking show. I love it. I love how it's so casual. I'm, dying inside just listening, but I'm like, oh my God.
This is how it should be. I'm giving you an instructional video of how to summon Bloody Mary coming soon. So some versions of this this ritual say to chant Bloody Mary 5 times, not 3 times, but then this version is 3 times, so that's what I'm going for. So when I was younger, the legend actually said that you had to slay Bloody Mary and spin 3 times. So this is
what
I read.
Too.
Yeah, but then there are some legends that say you have to spin 5 times or 7 times or even up to 13 times. So I don't know. You can try them all out.
If you
Whatever
spin
works
13
for you.
Times, I think you're just dizzy. I think anything else.
And then you look at your own reflection in the mirror.
Yeah.
And you're Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
Exactly. So once you've done this, you're spinning and whatever, and blowing out the candle, you will see Mary in the mirror. So some legends say that the mirror will start bleeding before you see Mary, and this is just horrifying and makes me want to shudder and scream.
That's so horrifying.
Like, I don't want to see a bleeding mirror ever. Ever.
No, I don't.
Yeah. And things can escalate from there. As soon as you see Mary, some people have reported that they have claw marks all over them, on their face or on their body.
Oh my God. Jesus.
Or even more horrifying is that Mary will reach out of the mirror to you and claw your eyes out. So why do you want to summon Mary? I don't understand. Let her rest in peace wherever she is. Please.
Poor Mary. I feel sorry for her. She has to listen to some, like, prepubescent, like, youth, like, you know, just for, like,
shits and giggles. We don't know which Mary it is, okay? We don't know if this is Queen Mary. I don't believe it is. I personally
think... I feel sorry for everybody.
Yeah, yeah. I do, too, but...
Yeah.
That's why I'm calling her Mary and not Bloody Mary, because don't be rude. But yeah. So, another, again... After clawing your eyes out and stuff, if that's not horrifying enough, some people have reported that Mary will drive whoever calls them insane or will cause your instant death. So, pick your poison, you know. I don't know why in your right mind would you want to summon someone who's going to kill you or claw your eyes out or claw your body?
I think, like, curiosity killed the cat has never been more precise. Like, I just...
Exactly.
It is, yeah.
But as teens do stupid shit, and then they'll continue doing stupid shit for all eternity, so it's okay. Because I've also tried to summon the Bloody Mary, but it's okay.
What?
not right now, what? But when I was younger, when I was, like, 12, 13, maybe.
What happened?
Nothing happened, that's what. I was lucky.
Okay, well, thank God nothing happened.
So, unlike the stories I'm gonna say... nothing happened to me, except for me, like, not being able to sleep at night near a mirror, but that's okay.
That's small trauma, whatever.
Because I was like, oh my god, it's dark. She didn't appear right now, but what if she's gonna appear later, you know?
Doesn't she only appear in the dark?
Yeah, but that's what I meant. Like, I did it in the dark, like, in the afternoon, but then I was sleeping at night in front of a mirror, and I was like, okay, she's gonna come right now. Not oh at, God. Yeah, so I was horrified cool. for days.
I love that.
But that's okay. It was all my fault. Yeah. So,
all yeah, good. It was. I was like, I was trying to, yeah, it was.
So, I got my story from the site called The Lineup, and they had, like, a bunch of stories, and I picked, like, three. So, I'll just go through all three of them, if we have time. So the first story is of three friends named Sarah, Gail, and Missy, and they were hanging out at Gail's house on a Friday the 13th, so you know it's already, like, spooky, and naturally they were talking about all spooky things, because why wouldn't you?
That's what
I honestly
you do on
love
Friday.
Those friends who you can talk to about, like, paranormal and spooky things, because it's
Yeah,
great.
There's, like... I feel like there's two types of people, right? When you tell them, like, I feel like you almost have to, like, defend yourself when you're,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
oh, like, you know, paranormal stuff, because nobody really is,
yeah,
like, wait,
my
what
brother's
the hell?
Like that.
Like,
Drew
you believe
is like
in
that?
Yeah.
Exactly. Drew is
so,
like that.
You
it makes
almost,
me feel like shit for believing
yeah,
in the paranormal.
Exactly. So, like, I feel like you always have to, like, be ready to defend yourself.
Exactly.
And be like, yeah, but, like, blah, or, like, yeah, but, like, blah. It's very weird.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Honestly... Yeah. If I can believe in, like, aliens and stuff, and I believe in aliens, like, in a very scientific way, where, like, this universe is huge and there's no way that we're the only life out there. So,
yeah, for sure.
I believe in aliens 100%, but I also believe in, like, the paranormal, because I don't think everything can be explained. And
I agree.
You've
and
had
I,
some
yeah.
experiences like that, and I've had some experiences like that in my family, so there's no way I would, like, discard it like
and
that.
And I feel like it's almost narrow-minded... in a sense, to reject paranormal things.
I feel like it gives people, like the sense of superiority.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, you know, like, there's so many, like, just from a scientific perspective, there are parallel worlds, right? There's, like, there very well could be a different universe. And, like, maybe we're labeling that as paranormal, right? It's just you don't know. Like, say that this is it. Like,
exactly.
Anyways, that's, like, a side. Go on.
Yes. So, the first legend with, I guess, Sarah, Gail, and Missy. So, somehow, while talking about spooky things, they got talking about Bloody Mary. And they decided to try the ritual for themselves because they were bored and it was Friday the 13th, so why the fuck not? So they got out several candles and lit all of them in Gail's bathroom. And they waited until 2:55 a.m., which is a big no-no. Don't do that at, like, definitely 3 a.m. at night. That's the devil's hour. You don't know that's if Bloody Mary is coming through or Lucifer is coming. Like, you don't know that. Okay. Yeah. But, yeah, so they went into the bathroom, and each of them chanted Bloody Mary 13 times. And as soon as they stopped saying Bloody Mary for the 13th time, and we're looking in the mirror, a swirling smoke appeared in the mirror.
And it just smoke? Or like a smell of smoke as well?
No, they saw like a smoke in the mirror. And in the smoke stood Mary. Mary was covered in blood. Okay. Yeah, and obviously the girls were horrified and they screamed and quickly turned on the light. And just like that, Mary immediately vanished. And Gail's mom, hearing all the screaming from her daughter's friends and her daughter, came running to the bathroom to see what was going on. Like, can you imagine, though? You wake up at 3 a.m. and your daughter and her friends are screaming. Like, no. Like, I would immediately bring a knife with me. But I can't hear you.
Sorry. I was like, I forgot. Okay. I feel so sorry for the girl's mom because she has to deal with, like, these idiots.
Exactly.
At, like, 3 in the night. Like, don't have kids.
So, Gail's mom obviously was, like, pissed and was like, go the fuck back to sleep. And they went to sleep. And luckily, nothing physical happened to any of them. And they're all okay now. And they're here to tell the story. So, we're good. Then another legend, another story is that 6 girls were in their cabin away at camp in the Pacific Northwest on an island called Anacortes. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, but I don't care, so whatever.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, never heard of it, so it's okay. So the 6 of them were supposed to be asleep and being away at camp with six girls in a dark cabin. They were not sleeping, clearly. They were laughing and giggling and trying to scare each other. So one of the girls had brought, like, a flashlight from home, so she pulled it out and was like, you know what? I have a great idea. Let's go play Bloody Mary. So these 6 girls, some of them were a little hesitant, but they didn't want to be scaredy cats, so they gave in. And we're like, okay, we'll come play too. And then this is why I really hate peer pressure.
Yeah, I hate it too. And I feel like these girls were the smartest ones. They weren't scaredy cats.
Exactly. But they were afraid to be called scaredy cats. So they were like, okay, we'll play too.
Exactly.
I hate peer pressure. Because it's like, at first, it's like, okay, you're doing something just so you don't look chicken, but then boom, suddenly you're summoning the devil or like possessed by a bloodthirsty ghost, you know.
Or traumatized for life.
Exactly.
Like, who's the winner? Who's the real winner?
Exactly. So if you seem chicken, be chicken. It's fine.
Yeah.
So all Chicken's of these great. Girls.
Everyone loves chicken. Yeah. I mean, not us, but.
Not us. We're vegetarian, but that's okay. So all of these girls made their way to the bathroom, all the while they're like giggling and fooling around because they're preteens and they were trying to scare each other. So they're just doing stupid shit that kids do. So once in the bathroom, they turned off all the lights and then switched the flashlight on so that the only light that was coming in the bathroom was from the nearby cabins. Yeah. So one of the girls, let's call her Freya. So she wasn't scared. So she went straight for it. Yes, I love the name Freya. So she
went straight
for it.
That was the name of my first Skyrim character, sorry. It's just like flashback.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she went straight to the mirror, Freya, and then she started chanting Bloody Mary. She chanted it 3 times. They waited and nothing happened. And then one of them was making, like, ooh, spooky noises. And then they started laughing again. But just as they were giggling, a crack appeared in the mirror right in front of their eyes.
Oh, my God.
And they screamed and ran out as fast as they could. But Freya was frozen in place. She felt like her legs weighed a ton, and then as if she was paralyzed from waist down. So she couldn't stop staring at the crack in the mirror, and she slowly tried to move but couldn't. And her heart was racing, so she was clearly horrified and terrified, but she thought, like, she would try to calm herself down by taking deep breaths. And suddenly, for a fraction of a second, she saw something move inside the mirror. And it was as if someone had moved in the mirror behind her. And suddenly, she could move again. So she ran out of the bathroom and tripped and scraped her knees, all while making her way to the cabin. Okay. And then, get this, she made it to the cabin very safely. But the next morning, these girls acted as if nothing had happened. And they laughed at the whole incident. Yep. And props to them for laughing. But bruh, you need to be normal. And they talked about doing Bloody Mary again. And I was like,
that's the stupidest thing I've heard. I want to slap these kids.
Why?
Slap them, literally.
I would be scarred for life. And I'm sure they were joking, and, like, they acted like they defeated a giant and stuff, but, like, no, I would never go near another mirror again after that.
That is, some people just don't have, like, a sense.
But then they, like, were kids, so I understand, you know.
No, but, like, even, like, if you're kids, you need to have, like, some, like, don't get into a stranger's hand. Some sense. Like, don't, like, you know, like, just very basic levels. Exactly. Here.
I'm sure Freya didn't want to do it again, but her friends were joking about it as if nothing had happened. But,
she needs new friends. Yeah.
Exactly. So, Freya, if you're still friends with this girl, please don't be, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. So, my last story is very sweet and very short. Well, it's not sweet, but it's short. And I'm going to read it because it was a very, like, tiny little blurb. So I just thought it would be easier to read it in this person's voice as opposed to make my own shit up. But yeah. So the last story is from someone named Kelsey. And this is how it goes. My friend had a slumber party and they dared her to do Bloody Mary. You know, go into the bathroom, turn off the lights, light a candle, chant Bloody Mary 13 times, and she'll appear. So for about 15 minutes, nothing happened. Then, we heard her scream, and as she tried to get out of the bathroom, the door was stuck. But the door didn't have any locks on it. And once we got her out, she was crying and whimpering like a madman.
Wait. Yeah. What bathroom? What?
The door didn't have any locks on it, but they couldn't.
What bathroom doesn't have a lock, though?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. But yeah, the door didn't have any lock on it. So.
Okay.
That's horrifying.
That is horrifying.
So, we asked her what happened. She showed us her arms, and there were scars that had never been there before. Tons of them, like 20 scars. A few days later, they disappeared. But she won't tell us what happened or what she saw on that day. We asked her about it several times. And she just looks at us in a hateful way every single time. And that was Kelsey's story.
That's terrifying. I feel like when there's something, like, physical, like, okay, when you do, like, these kind of weird things and, like, you have something physical on your body, like a scar or something, that is such a violation. Like, that just feels, like, so, like, worse than, like, seeing something, because that is, like, a physical, like, manifestation that, like, you feel.
As if, like, they are telling you, don't do it, because that's what I'm gonna do every time you call me. Yeah. So don't do it. If you're gonna call the Bloody Mary, just don't.
Crazy.
If you want to call her, don't. You know, leave her alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the three stories.
I wonder, though, what if, like, if somebody who didn't know of, like, who she was, and, like, somebody who, like, didn't even, like, let's say they didn't speak English, and, like, somebody just told them to, like, recite these words, not knowing the meaning, not knowing the background or anything, into the mirror, would it happen? Or do you need to have, like, a knowledge going into it?
I wonder if you need, like, because actually there were a lot of pages that were explaining the scientific reason why people saw stuff behind Bloody Mary, but clearly this is not a science podcast, so I didn't look into it, because I choose to believe the paranormal, and I don't want the science behind it.
Like, yeah,
I'm sure there is a science behind it. Yeah. Where, like, I know one of my friends in high school, she was like, she was like, at night, she was showering, and then she, like, was blow-drying her hair, and everything outside of her bathroom was dark, because her parents were asleep and stuff, so she had her hair in front of her face, and then she blow-dried it and left the bathroom, and her hallway had a mirror. So, you know how you see that negative image when you come out? So, she came out onto the dark, like, into the dark hallway, and in the mirror, she saw this, like, horrifying picture of a girl with hair, and it was her image, but it was, like, a negative image?
I've never seen that in my life.
You know what, like, you see, like, the little black and white, like, blurry image you would see of yourself, like, if you stare at something for too long, and then you look somewhere else, you still see, like, the little image of you? You know?
Kind of, like, what I'm describing. Yeah, I do. I think I do. Yeah.
Okay, so she saw that, and she got scared, and I was like, that was your own reflection. So I'm sure, like, stuff like that happens.
Yeah, and I feel like, especially for, like, when you're spinning around, like, that, okay, like, I feel like, because I'm disoriented just walking. Like, if I was, like, spinning around, I would definitely see things, yeah.
Yeah, so that was the legend and the ritual and stories of the Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I loved it. See, it wasn't as horrifying as we thought.
It wasn't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, that was it for this episode, I guess. Rinky, take it away.
Thank you for listening to us. This is Those Dumb Ghouls. I remembered it correctly, like I always do. please follow us on Instagram. What's our handle?
It's Those Dumb Ghouls.
Okay, cool.
You can email us. It's also thosedumbghouls@gmail.com, and we also have a Facebook page now if you want to join it.
Yeah, it'll be very, like,
it's like a private group, so no one's gonna know.
Yeah.
You know, like, no one's gonna know that you're part of this, like, weird thing where they talk about weird shit, so it's private, so if you want to join, please join. Yeah, so far, we only have 4 members. It's me, you, your sister, and my cousin.
Love it. Yeah. So it's like, it's going to be very intimate, obviously, if you join. You'll get the number one treatment.
Yeah. And review. Leave reviews.
Yeah.
Cool.
Perfect. And
yeah, that's it for this episode. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.